This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A little bit of good news, a little bit of bad news from the International Monetary Fund today. The IMF published its World Economic Outlook this morning. More than a 4% shrinkage in the global economy this year. That's the bad news. The good news is that that's actually a little bit better than its June forecast. And next year is not looking so bad, provided... And here's the news. The IMF says all countries, not just the United States, ought to stop worrying about their debt loads and spend what is needed to keep people out of poverty. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going.
The IMF says close to 90 million people could fall into extreme poverty, that is, living on less than $1.90 per day, as COVID-19 widens the global wealth gap. Eric LeCompte heads Jubilee USA Network, a coalition of aid organizations. He says people on the lowest rungs of the economic ladder, migrant workers, low-skilled factory workers, are most at risk.
We are looking at perhaps half the world's population living in extreme poverty.
The solution, says the IMF, countries should borrow and spend big to strengthen the social safety net. That means healthcare coverage, unemployment benefits, job retraining. Oxford Economics economist Ben May says that government spending, fiscal policy, can be a lifeline.
So I think there is an understanding that at the moment that fiscal policy is particularly powerful and that actually it does play a role in lifting these economies out of recession.
Plus, borrowing is cheap right now. Interest rates are super low. But developing countries that borrow should remember they'll have to pay it back. Chihoko Goto is with the Wilson Center.
And it will be incredibly difficult for industrialized countries to be able to waive off those debts and just to say that you don't need to pay us back.
But countries that borrow from the IMF are getting a bit of a reprieve. The IMF has decided to give them more time to repay their debts. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.